Campbell, M.N. Amadon. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California, May 6, 1907. Elder Campbell and Amadon. Dear brethren, I am now visiting the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Since I came here last Wednesday, I have spoken twice to the workers in the institution and to the church in San Diego, Sabbath morning and Sunday afternoon. Wherever I go, I try to emphasize the fact that our success in missionary effort is dependent upon the character we manifest. The truth of the Word of God, obeyed and carried out in earnest action after the divine pattern, will bring sure results. But if we yield to worldly influences, there will be a decline of Christian zeal and devotion, and a corresponding failure to win souls to the truth. The church is to increase in activity and to enlarge her bounds. Our missionary efforts are to be expansive. We must enlarge our borders. There must be action and reaction. The work of educating our youth must be maintained and increased. They are to be taught to reach higher and still higher, pressing toward the standard of genuine Christian education. While there have been fierce contentions in the effort to maintain our distinctive character, yet we have, as Bible Christians, ever been on gaining ground. Remembering that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we are to labor earnestly, ever praying that the saving grace of God will instruct us at every step. We must ever seek to ascertain the will of the Lord and to walk in harmony with it. Let us follow on to know the Lord, whom to know aright is life eternal. The Lord is giving me strength for my labors in Southern California. I am trusting Him for strength to speak to our people in Redlands and Riverside and San Bernardino. Never have I felt more deeply the necessity of keeping the way of the Lord and of doing His will at all times. Wherever I speak to our people, I tell them that now is the time to do a thorough work for eternity. We must be humble, yet trustful. We must make use of every talent the Lord gives us. We have been blessed with great and precious light from the Word of God, and we should study how we can make the very best use of this light. Individually, we are on test and trial. God is watching to see how we use His great blessings. What can we say to arouse our people to use their entrusted talents to honor and glorify God? Property is of real value only as it is used in the carrying forward of the Lord's work. The world's greatest need is consecrated effort in labor for the conversion of souls. Thousands upon thousands are perishing without a knowledge of the truth. My soul is sometimes stirred to its very depths as I see the terrible picture. I prize the truth that we now hold sacred, and I would urge upon all our people that they seek to bring every thought into subjection to Christ, that all their powers may be employed in the work of saving souls. There should be no sleeping now. It is time to awake and to watch for souls as they that must give an account. As members of the Church of Christ, we must do His will on earth. Let those who desire to be refreshed in mind and instructed in the truth study the history of the early church during and immediately follow the day of Pentecost. Study carefully in the book of Acts the experiences of Paul and the other apostles. For God's people in our day must pass through similar experiences. Those who have held the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end are to bear their living testimony, and their words will have a convincing power upon the people, and many will turn to the Lord. Some will be imprisoned because they refuse to desecrate the Sabbath of the Lord. As the world becomes more imbued with the spirit of the enemy, there will be a very much more vehement opposition to the Word. Will our churches now arise and awake to the situation? The representatives of Christ are to carry a burden for souls. Every nation and kindred and tongue and people is to hear the last message of mercy to a fallen world. When our churches shall arouse from their drowsy stupor, they will have a better understanding of Bible truth, and they will be ready to devote their money to the cause of God and to give themselves in earnest labor under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. God's people are His agents, appointed to proclaim the truth in all parts of the world. The heavenly agencies will act their part, and we must cooperate with them. Behold Christ, our pattern, how he travailed in soul for the salvation of men. By their indifference, many church members have grieved the Holy Spirit of God. In Christ's stead, they are to beseech others to become reconciled to God. Heavenly agencies stand ready to cooperate with those who engage in the work of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is waiting to unite in sympathy with every true believer and to make him a laborer together with God. Let no means be neglected that will advance the work to be done. There must be no self-exaltation and far more prayer. Make Christ all in all, and he will give dignity to your work. His mind will guide you, and you will be sanctified by his truth. Acknowledge him as your Redeemer, and you become one with him, even as he is one with the Father. Christ has taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Matthew 6, verse 10. This opens to us a height to which we are to attain by steady progression and continual advancement. If all would do unto others as they would that others should do to them, it would be an indication of a converted world. Upon this principle the Christian is to build. We are to ascend a ladder of progress whose top reaches unto heaven. Every church member is to be engaged in active service for the Master. "Why stand ye here all the day idle?" asks the Master. "Go work today in my vineyard. Work while it is day, for the night cometh in which no man can work." Matthew 20, verse 6, 21, 28, John 9, verse 4. "Ye are my witnesses," saith the Lord. Isaiah 43, verse 10. Can we comprehend it? We are Christ's property, bought with a price, even the precious blood of Christ. Now is our period of stewardship. We are trading on our Lord's goods. Our means, our speech, our influence, all our talents to be used in the Master's service, to be multiplied by wise investment. We must increase our capabilities. If God has entrusted us with 3 talents, he will not accept of 2 in return. If we have but 1 talent, but with it gain yet another, we shall have a position and a place in Christ's service, and will finally hear the blessed words of commendation and approval from the lips of our Savior. What a terrible mistake for a professed Christian to devote to himself all his time and means and energies. All are to deny themselves that they may follow Christ. Many souls have not refrained from accepting martyrdom for the sake of Christ. For them is the blessed promise, "He that loseth his life for my sake shall save it unto life eternal." Matthew 10, verse 39. Mark 8, verse 35. John 12, verse 25.